Okay, it's the last hour of the week, so we take a foot off the pedal of serious stuff and ease into a more relaxed vibe. And we want you to taste our vibe. It is That's Entertainment here on the 9 till noon show. Before we welcome our regular panel, I just want to let you know that on Sunday week, we'll be broadcasting live from the London Irish Charity Vintage Club in Greenford in London. It's from 12 noon till 2 p.m. If you're going over, and the weather's actually, I know we're 7 days out, but the weather more predictable in South England, I think, or central South England than it is elsewhere. It's looking dry. It's looking about 23, 24 degrees. Not too late to book a flight. Go over and have a great day. There's some great music there, of course, and crack, but we'll be there as well. We want you, if you're listening to us in London, to go and come and say hello to us as well. It really is a wonderful event, so we'd love to see you there. Also, next week, we've got a really special show. We are pretty much getting rid of all our usual features and focusing on Irish music because, of course, Irish Music Month is back for September, and as part of this, Highland Radio is on the search for our new local hero. Yesterday, we announced our finalists. Zoe McCauley was one of them. She's got a lovely sound there, of course. Tessio, a singer-songwriting duo from Derry, Jude Candless and Callum Feeney. They're going to sound fantastic live. We also have Owen Ferry. He's making great inroads in his music career. 18 from Gwydor. This is his track. And last but not least, we have the Irish indie rock band, The Affaids. And they will all be joining us to perform their songs, the long live versions of all four songs there, and also performing a couple of other songs from their repertoire. And we're delighted to be working with An Grianon Theatre. They have been so cooperative in this whole process, thanks to Patricia and all the team down there. So the show will start at 9. It's going to be all kind of music-based. I'm going to be joined by Jimmy and Paul and other guests, and we're going to sit and we're going to chat and we're going to listen to some fantastic music. And if you want to come along, I don't see why you can't. There's going to be obviously friends and family supporting the acts. There's a lot of capacity at An Grianon Theatre, and I don't think be all right if you come in. Hi, Fionnuala.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, very good. Thank you very much.
Good to have you with us. And Michael Leddy, how are you getting on, my
Hello.
Friend?
Hello.
Any crack?
No, I'm just glad to be here. It's great to be back. Get the band back together again.
Exactly.
So it's great.
Any news with you, Fionnuala?
Well, only the good news about yourself and this wonderful show that you have. Congratulations to you and the team and everybody. Yeah. Well, to be honest, I don't contribute a lot now. For this half hour.
On the night,
obviously, if you win the award,
you'll be up first.
I will be up first in
course.
Order to
that's understood.
Take all
that's
the kudos. And it will be going on my CV.
Yes, but of course. Your LinkedIn will be getting another update.
100%. But at this moment now, as you're just a nominee, I'll let you and the team have all the credit. Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's a wonderful thing to be shortlisted. This show, because it's great for all of us here across the Northwest, not just us as individuals, but as a collective that we're recognised. Often it seems we're not, but that we're recognised for what we're doing up here, all of us. So it's great. We're in a great category. We could win. We might not win. I think we're winners already.
Absolutely. You have to remember, even just getting nominated, like, I mean, there's 30-something stations. Yeah, shortlisted. Sorry, that's what I meant.
There's over 30.
It's actually shortlisted.
It is.
Everyone was nominated, but we're shortlisted.
Yeah. That's exactly right. That you're down to the last four, I think. That's usually what the shortlists are. And that's out of all of the local and regional stations in the country.
So shortlisted is the word of today on Sesame Street.
That's it.
Yes, of course. And I couldn't edit some of the social media that said nominated, so I just blocked those posts so I didn't have to see them. Right, okay. And we're excited as well. Irish Music Month, it's great to have you back. I'm really, really pleased that we're doing something very, very different and big scale next week. And as I said earlier on, you know Patricia as good as anyone. It's fantastic what Anne Green and Anna are doing in terms of hosting us and to give that big stage feeling, and people will be able to listen and watch it as well.
Yeah, I think
it'll be brilliant.
It'll be a great experience because some of the people that have come into us wouldn't necessarily have been involved in something of such a big scale, like, you know, being on stage or something like that. I mean, on Green and Holes, I think it's over 300.
350, isn't it?
Yeah, 380, 382, yeah.
So there can be a big crowd there listening and cheering along.
I'd love people to come along.
I think it'd be fantastic. If you want to listen to some really good, great local music, totally. That's the place to be next week. And
or
there'll be lots of
you
us
can
around.
suffer the music in between my links.
That's it.
That could also be... All right, anyway, all jokes aside, Zoe, Tess, Owen and the Fades, four brilliant acts. And as I said to Jimmy and Paul during the week, I genuinely believe they have the capability to go national or beyond. It's just about a break. And this Irish Music Month competition, I think, is really all about sort of getting people that break. Okay, I'm going to start with you, Fionnuala, if that's okay, because Only Murders in the Building season four, I don't know where I stopped watching this. I did find it somewhat entertaining, right? Oh. But there was some point I stopped watching it for no reason, but I never went back to it. I hope no one has used my account and advanced it, if you know what I'm saying.
No, you can go back and do it.
But I would like to go back to it because it is fun, it's clever, it's well scripted, it's well shot. And have you started season four yet?
I have started. Well, season four just started this week. So the first one dropped on Wednesday, and that's my only complaint about it is they only do it week by week. Aye. And it's kind of, so, and that's probably why you left it. You probably had caught up and then never was going to leave it for a few of them.
Yeah.
Because they're not very long, so you would actually watch a couple of them together. I have to say, you kind of wonder about this thing, because when they did it the first time, obviously it's about, anybody that hasn't seen it, it's a fantastic cast. You have Martin Short and
Steve Martin
and then
Selena Gomez.
There you go. Where would I be without you?
Who needs a
researcher?
Exactly. Yeah. my beautiful assistant here beside me. So, and it was about the thing that they would, you know, that they're in the building and this murder had happened, and then they decided to do a podcast on it. So then you were like, okay, you could pull a second one out of it. But suddenly then last time when they went to do a third, I was like, oh God, this is going to be a disaster. You know, that they were going to flog it into the ground.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have to say, they really do come up with very ingenious ways
this
in
like
which
making a film or something now, is it?
Yes.
So this one is, well, it is and it isn't, in the sense of that's kind of like a background story. So it's a bit more that it's even though it's only murders in the building, it's a bit more widespread as into what's going on.
Get you.
So in the first one, they had it was more kind of Selena Gomez's, and it was like going back into
her backstory.
Previous, it was a current murder that then had kind of tendrils that went back to a previous murder that had happened maybe 15 years or so before that. Then the second one then was somebody that just died in the building. It was kind of like, oh, the cranky woman in the building. And the third one then, what they started to do was they
went to the theatre
and they were out and about, and they had Paul Rudd in it. I remembered that part. They have Paul Rudd in it and Meryl Streep came into it. She's amazing.
Amazing.
She's so good in it. Mm. And this time around now, they've broadened it even more. I mean, at the first episode of it was, as I said, there is an option to do a movie on their life and kind of on the podcast and that kind of a thing that they're doing. So all of a sudden you had Eugene Levy, you had Jack Galifianakis, I can never say his name.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
From American Pie, is it?
Yeah. He was in The Hangover.
Oh, sorry, but the guy from the American Pie is in it, isn't it?
Eugene Levy.
The dad.
Eugene Levy is the dad, yeah.
So
Eugene
are these effectively being cast as the character?
Yes.
So you can see where the crack starts.
So he's being cast as like Steve Martin.
Uh-huh.
Zach Galifianakis is being cast as
Martin Short's character.
Yeah, Martin Short's character.
And from Desperate Housewives, they have
Eva Longoria.
She's
supposed to be Selena Gomez in it. Yeah. This kind of, so there's loads
it's
of different...
It's clever, isn't it? Actually,
it's just
the way they've moved it
like,
on.
And they're all just kind of dropping in and out of it. There's loads of different celebrities that come into it. Jane Lynch is in it. She plays the body double. Steve Bakula showed up in it in the first episode.
Scott Bakula
as like just a guest character. You know,
love
what I mean?
That man.
There's so much that kind of goes on in it that it really does keep you entertained. And I definitely think people are going to enjoy this one as well, because they're just packing it, cram packing it full of...
And the situations it creates, because obviously there's a lot of this is situation comedy, isn't it? So you bring in,
yes,
you know, actors that are playing them and the interactions between them. Now, I haven't seen it, but you can see where...
Absolutely, and they have the whole thing of the...
And the other thing you should say, at the end of the day, despite all of that, underneath is a very clever... murder mystery.
Yeah. You definitely get a lot of red herrings.
Oh, yeah.
And you will think to yourself, oh, I know who it is, and I know who it is, and then you're like, no.
Wait, no, yeah.
In the previous ones anyways, and yep, I'm assuming they're going to go through it, is that they do really good character development on one side. You know, there's normally two or three kind of stories going on, because you have the different characters having different things happening to them. Then you have the guest characters that kind of pop in and out and that, you know. And like originally you just thought it was going to be like for like a quick thing, like at one point, and I think it was in the first one, it turned out that Sting was living in the building, you know, the way, and he was accused. They accused him. That was a good 10 minutes where they were accusing Sting of being a murderer. And I thought that's the way they were going to run it. But now it's like as if everybody, it's become sort of the it show to be seen in. Do you know the way that
you
just
Meryl
see
Streep's in there?
Oh, Meryl Streep. Yes. She's excellent in it.
She's excellent. So funny and likeable.
Melissa McCarthy turns up.
She turns up in this series. Yeah, yeah. She wasn't in the trailer, though.
I've watched the trailer, but she shows up
in different things like that. Yeah, there's loads. The trailer is jam-packed.
I know.
And I think what that programme is if you want something that's fun, interesting, but it's not going to affect your sleep.
Bang
it out.
Yeah, it's very light. Yeah. You know, it is a murder mystery, but there's never a lot of gore. There's never any of that kind of stuff in it. It's really, to be honest, really, it's very kind of old-fashioned in the sense that it's really about the characters.
Yeah.
You know, what's happening around them and the situation they're in is kind of an aside to it. You know, it's really just kind of about the characters and that kind of thing. But
so
it
it's how many episodes of the season four?
There's only one. It just started.
You just mentioned that. Yeah. It's a Hulu show. So obviously Hulu are dropping it weekly and then... Is it on Disney?
It's on Disney, I think it's on Now as well. Okay. You know, a lot of people have that now, so I think it's on Disney and Now.
So start from the beginning, actually. Listen, it's not God tier. It's not going to blow your head off and go, this is one of the best shows I've ever seen, but you're going to enjoy it.
Oh, you're
going to
love it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely going to sit down and enjoy it.
Where are you at it, Micheál?
I'm up to date. I'm not at this week's episode yet, but that was just because I just didn't see this week's, but I'll be Sunday evening, I'll probably just start into it.
Yeah, cool. Well, we won't hold you to that.
I'll be embarrassed if I see... I won't be able to make eye contact with Greg Hughes next week if I didn't watch it on Sunday.
Hey, look at me. I stopped watching it and I have to go back and watch it. I might... I don't know what to do. Should I go back to the start? It's not that long, is it?
Were you in season one when you stopped?
No, I was in where it started focusing on a fella she used to hang around with.
That's
season two, is it, or three?
No, that's season one.
Okay.
Well,
maybe I'm right at the
beginning. Oh, yeah, season three is a different thing. Season three is all in the theatre.
Falling off a building or something.
That's one.
Go
back to the start. You know what I might do? I might just start it from the beginning.
Yeah.
Because I won't remember it. And to suggest I would be just nonsense.
And comedy is rewatchable. Like, comedy is rewatchable. You go back and rewatch it. Or you go back and watch it, you know, an old Steve Martin. Planes, Trains and Automobiles. You'd watch it again. So, I mean, and Steve Martin is
Malcolm in the Middle just for kicks.
Oh, yeah. Malcolm in the Middle was so good.
The last season.
But I mean, I'm a lifelong fan of Steve Martin, and some of the stuff he does in this, like The White Room last year, was some of the funniest stuff Steve Martin has ever done, in my humble opinion.
It's amazing, because I'm old AF now, right? But I remember seeing him in films when I was very, very young.
Yeah.
I mean, the longevity of his career.
Incredible. From The Jerk on.
And
And he kind Dead of Men Don't Wear Plaid.
Was he in that?
Yeah,
yes.
He was. Yeah. He was so good in that.
Yeah. So good in and those early ones, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's the...
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
No, the one where he does the voice. You know where he has the prosthetic nose and he does the voice.
Roxanne.
Yeah, like it was based on kind of Cicero.
Yes, it was in Roxanne.
Was he in the... not Clouseau films.
Pink Panther.
Yeah.
They did two of them.
He wasn't in Pink Panther, was he?
He was in two of them.
They tried to bring it back that time again.
Oh, right. Okay, he was in the reboots.
I loved the first one. I loved it. Second one was okay. I loved the first one. Because he's done it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I love the first one.
Back with more from Michael and Fionnuala. We're going to be going to the cinema after these. Now, did you know that movie lovers are in for an exciting weekend as National Cinema Day returns tomorrow, August 31st. Mark Doherty, Managing Director of Century Cinemas in Letterkenny, joins us. So let's sit alongside Michael and Fionnuala. Mark, good morning to you.
Greg, good morning. How are you?
Good to have you with us. And, you know, it's kind of interesting because you know, like sort of MP3 players in their old form, CDs, cassettes or what have you, a lot of people wrote off cinema.
Oh.
At their peril, because even this year, cinema attendance and cinema take is anticipated to grow. Mm. It's still growing.
Mm. Yeah.
Is that because that experience can't be replicated at home, really, if the truth be told?
I think that's what it's always been about. You know, at heart, we're communal. We love company. We love doing things together. We love that shared experience. And that's what cinema has always been about. It's always been about that shared experience of going with your mates. I mean, I guarantee you most people can tell you one of the first films that their parents took them to when they were a child. Mm. They can probably tell you what film they went to with their mates for the first time without mammy and daddy.
The milestones then.
Huh? Yeah.
They can probably tell you when they slept onto the back row with their first date what the first film was. They can probably tell you that. Some of us would more try to remember that far back, but they can probably tell you that.
Some of us did it more than once.
We'll not talk about that, Greg. You could annoy some people, so say nothing. You know, and then we do remember when we took our own kids. So it's all about that shared experience all the way there. Like cinema has been part of most of our lives.
But it has had to innovate. So the experience had to change. It had to catch up with modern expectations, be it visual, audio, seating, what you can get when you're in the cinema. You know what I mean? That's the area you can't stand still on. The films are on the screen and the screens can get better, but the whole experience has to be enhanced. And it's what's happening, not least in your own place.
No, that's the name of the game. Everything has to change. Everything has to be improved. I mean, you only have to look at where we've gone in the last 30 years. I mean, you know, we're all carrying a mobile phone, which is a more powerful computer than you had on your desk 30 years ago. So everything continually moves. And cinema's no different. Cinema has to continue to evolve. It has to continually improve the experience that is given to the customers. So we're doing that in seating. We're doing that in picture. We're doing that in sound. So all those things are adding to the experience to bring something new to it every year.
Yeah. And of course, you know, whilst numbers are projected to grow this year, which I think is fantastic, you can't rest on your laurels, and that's why initiatives as an industry, not as an individual, that's why initiatives like this National Cinema Day are important, because what it does is it gives those perhaps who aren't amongst those going to the cinema an opportunity to, I suppose, to suck it and see.
Yeah, that's the whole point of it. This is the third year of it. And it's one of those ways that the cinema and the film companies as an industry have come together and said, well, you know what? You support us all year. You're there every week for us, you're in and out. So let's us try and do, in a small way, say thank you very much. Here you are, here's the day, you come, we'll reduce your prices, come on, enjoy the day. And that's what the Saturday is all about, National Cinema Day.
What's happening at Century Cinemas for that day?
We have a range of films going on this year. I think we have something like 16 or 17 different titles playing across different parts of the day. We've brought back some old titles. We still have Pulp Fiction. Can't even say it, sorry. Pulp Fiction. Just to see John Travolta dance once more. I mean, that scene's just iconic.
We have 30 years.
Yeah, scary, isn't
we don't, it? Yeah. We don't timeline things like that.
I know, but everybody should see it, because imagine seeing it on the big screen again.
I wonder, does that mean Greg saw it on the screen the first time around?
Probably was his date movie.
Yeah, right? Probably.
We're farther away from that film now than when it was released. What year was it released?
94?
Yeah, 94.
Yeah.
30, right, 30 years. Yeah. Then it was 65. So that film was released closer to 1965 than it was to us now.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
I don't like that.
No, I don't know. Why did you tell us that, Greg Hughes?
Yeah. Well, just to drive home the fact that
we're
on the final lap, folks.
This is it.
It's very negative attitude there.
I know. But then again, if you start flicking in your head, like you were saying, what was the first movie? I think it was, for me, it was like Grease 2.
Well, when did Man Go on the Moon?
69,
right? So we're further.
No, it was before that.
So we're as far away
from the release of Pulp Fiction as when it was released is as far away as Man Going to the Moon, if it ever happened.
Come on.
You've seen the film Fly Me to the Moon.
I think somebody's depressed about his
ear.
Greg, you've just had a bad week. And after you getting that shortlist, you should be on a high, not on a low.
But I was on a high all week. I'm on a high all week now. I've got to come down.
How do people
get their seats for €5?
Very simple.
Because there's going to be a huge pull on it, obviously.
Hopefully, because we'd like to break the record from last year. I think last year was 217,000 people nationally during the day. You can do it on your website. You can do it on cinemadays.ie. You can book them there. They'll give you links to your local cinema. You can buy them on the box office in your local cinema. And hopefully it's a great big celebration. I do have to acknowledge Screen Ireland. Saturday would not be possible without their support. Screen Ireland have been incredibly supportive this year, so we're delighted for them and thank them for coming on board.
And this is not one of those, T's and C's. It includes premium seats and 3D screenings as well, by the way. Yeah. How popular are 3D screenings? Is it niche or is it mainstream or is it what?
I think it's probably gone more niche. I haven't seen too many 3D films in the last 18 months. Yeah. Some of them are available, but there hasn't been the same demand.
There's so many people got VR headsets and they do the roller coaster and then the VR headset goes into the cupboard because it's not really.
Well, I'd be a roller coaster nut and see the VR headsets.
That's because you don't have me behind you wiggling the seat.
Well, that's probably true, yes.
See, that's what you have to do.
They just don't do
the
job for me.
I'll get you back on the two legs.
We could do that. That'd be a bit of fun. And the wee bit of water sprayed over the top as well, too, can you?
That's just me laughing and spitting with excitement. But it's still, the offering is there. But it's all right. I suppose you look at what's coming down the line and how movie companies, where they're investing. And normally, I suppose, that's quite a good indication.
That's where you follow it,
Best film you've seen recently, Mark, that's actually still on, I think would be fair.
That's still on. Yeah. I actually enjoyed, God, it's gone into my head now.
Welcome, because you are literally in very, very good company. That's good what company. We do.
Yeah, because
we're surrounded by the
what was it? The three boys, the kneecap. Couldn't remember that. I really enjoyed that.
I think a lot of people were surprised at how good it was.
Really good.
I have no Irish. Absolutely no Irish. I'm sorry, I'm a northern boy, so I have no Irish.
Yeah.
And great I really film. Enjoyed it. It was fantastic.
I didn't even know it was going to be in Irish.
There's layers of surprise to it because then it's them themselves that are in it. And people go, well, I didn't believe that could be them that's in it. It seems to be one of those.
It is. And then I had the pleasure of meeting them 2 weeks ago. What you see on screen is what you get. They were just a great bunch of lads. They were great crack. Excellent. They were great fun. I really enjoyed Kneecap. For me, that's the best film I've seen this year.
Brilliant
so far.
Stuff. And the extensions and investment down there, is that ongoing? Is that completed?
Ongoing. The new play centre is reopened, done. New party room's done, reopened. The rest of it should be on target for the end of October, start of November. So we're looking forward to that. It's all fun.
No one can accuse you of resting on your laurels anyway. All right, Mark, check out Century Cinemas.
Have a Christmas party in the ball pit.
Yes, indeed.
No, we're not going to talk about that cinema. I said I wouldn't disclose what was going to be in the ball pit. I said I wouldn't do that.
Is there any bloody point in planning Christmas at this stage?
That's available. Every cinema nationwide.
Exactly, every cinema nationwide.
Every single cinema nationwide.
So check out your favourite cinema, and that may well be Century's, but others as well, to see what they can offer you for a fiver tomorrow. And I get on it now because you know the way we do it. People will start going, well, it could be a date night tonight. Let's see what's available, and it could be sold out. Right, Mark Doherty, Managing Director of Century Cinemas, Letterkenny. It's always a pleasure to have you up.
Thank you.
Continued success to you, the family, and all the staff down there. Back with more from Michael and Fionnuala after these. And you welcome back to the 9 till noon show. The film's over. The lights are back on. And he's still sitting in the bloody cinema.
We're still chatting.
This is what happens to us. All the staff come in and they start cleaning up around us and we're still talking.
That always happens when it's a chilled buzz.
Yes.
Well, Marvel has made me think
if you know where to go, stay where you are. Oddity, you went to see Oddity in the cinema.
I went to see Oddity, yes, and I give it a huge thumbs up, yes. Massive thumbs up. Well, it's, you see, when Fionnuala was away the last couple of weeks... I'm not allowed to go to see horror films with Fionnuala. So when Fionnuala was away for 2 weeks, I got to see two horror films. I went down to see Alien, which you talked about last week, and I gave it a huge thumbs up. Oddity is an Irish horror film, and it's got fantastic reviews. And I'm just checking my notes here because you caught me on the hop a wee bit. I think it's like 96.
I caught you on the hop.
It's 96.
You mean I come back from an advert and ask you to talk about something you've watched during that entertainment? Well, I'm really sorry if I caught you on the hop.
Yeah, I feel like you should have sent me an email to warn me that this sort of thing was going to happen. 96% on Rotten Tomatoes from critics, 79% from the audience.
And it's got audience awards at film festivals,
yes,
as well.
Yes, it's been both shortlisted and nominated, Greg.
Mm.
So it's really doing the thing. And there's a Donegal man in the cast prominently, a guy that I know very, very well. I did a production with him back in 2012, and we've kept in touch over the years. Jonathan French is from Donegal, and he is
Does he
like
reply to you?
Third and fourth, never, 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 it never happens, never happens. He has what do you call that thing? Is it blocked when somebody? Yeah, I think that's what's happened. He is about, I think, fourth in the cast list of this very creepy.
Looks
well,
good. It really looks good.
And I'm not going to say too much about it. I'm just going to describe the start of it. It's and it's very low key. It's one of those things that's genuinely unsettling and gets more and more unsettling as it goes on. It starts off with an abandoned house in the country, an old house that's been done up by a couple. She's on her own in the house, and they're fixing it up. So, and it's such a bad state of repair that she actually lives in a tent inside of the herself and her husband have a tent inside. They're just making, you know, doing it up as they go along. But she's alone this particular night. He works nights at a local psychiatric facility, and we get some shots in there, and it sets this mood. And then she's on her own, and she has to go out to the car late at night to search for her phone. And she's searching this, and the wind is, and she hears something rustling behind her, and she turns, nothing. Mm. Goes back into the house. Next minute, there's a man at the door. Now, the door has one of those, you know, hatches for opening and closing. And he is a very strange looking man who tells her that he was watching, and he says, "I saw somebody go into the house when you were at your car." Mm. She's like, "Who are you? Why are you standing there?" Or whatever. He says, "You're in danger. You need to get out of the house." So there's a whole dialogue between the two of them. Does she, who is this strange man? Mm. He's telling her, "Come out of the house, come out of the house, or let me in, but open the door." And she hems and hahs, and then she finally gets closer, and she's, and just as she's reaching to the door handle and she's finally made a decision,
boom,
the credits come up and the movie starts.
Mm.
And then we return to that about a half hour into the movie. But meanwhile, we get to meet other characters. There's a woman.
And it seems very, it's almost from the trailer, and it might be completely different in the watched experience. It seems very stripped back. The set's very, very simple. It's not busy. It looks like something could be easily put on stage.
Oh, 100%
you know
agreement,
what I mean.
Yeah.
Is that
Damien McCarthy has, this is his, I think it's the third or fourth feature or short. He's done some shorts. Yeah, he does. He pairs things back. And you get a lot of scenes without even dialogue, because it's maybe a person, a man or a woman on their own. And they'll hear something and they'll look down a corridor, and then they might see something.
Don't look at me.
And then they look away, or you hear a noise, and it's really pared
back. And it's a straight on horror, is it? Or is it a...
It's a psychological horror as well. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's something... He talks about being influenced by things like, you know, Child's Play with the doll and all this kind of... He talks about being influenced by a lot of those things. And there is a life-size wooden mannequin that comes from a store... A shop, a curio shop, which has loads of haunted objects in it.
Mark, have you seen this one yet?
I haven't seen it yet. No, I was away last week, so I haven't got a look at it. I'm not sure I could watch it either. Horrors just don't do it for me. Yeah. They just don't. I spend all day peeking through the door to see what's going on.
But I presume you hear noises from a good horror, you know, when there's a bit of an old yelp.
Well, I think that's what makes a good horror. Mm. You know, it's the person you hear behind you jumping. I think that really makes
what
it.
What did we go and see, Fionnuala? And it wasn't a horror, but there was a scare in it. I joked about it on air, but you did throw popcorn over the people in front. What was that? That was...
I can't do
it. You were like, oof, and the next minute it was raining popcorn. And that's...
I mean, Mark, this is a lady who was scarred by Final Destination.
I can't.
Final Destination.
Watch
that
it.
Was a
it's very... It got into my brain and it can't get out. Even him describing that movie.
We need sort of like a project horror for you, right? Where we start you off with Ghostbusters.
And then finally
get you up to the original Exorcist or the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
She'll never eat marshmallows again if you want Ghostbusters.
No, we start with some of the Scooby Doo episodes from the 60s.
Pretty good.
And then we'll work our way. We'll work our way.
But it's genres and what you like. See, I wouldn't sit and watch a horror on my own, not because I'm scared, but because what it's providing to me, I don't get any pleasure on my own, if that makes sense. But I like watching it with someone who jumps. You know what I mean?
That's what makes it for me. I don't watch them, but if you stand the back of the screen for a minute and all of a sudden somebody screams, you get a reaction off everybody else, and half the audience looks around to see what's going on.
I get what you say, but I do. When it frightens me or when it makes the spot, you know that tingling?
Yeah.
And they do something. I do sit there in the dark and I do think, oh, well done. Well done. You got me. You got me.
So when we say an Irish film, right, is this Irish from start to finish? Is it Irish produced? I mean, are the Irish actors?
Oh, they're all Irish actors, yeah. It's set in Ireland as well. They're not. I know it was filmed down in Cork, I think. They're not too specific of where region
doesn't
is.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter. But it's Irish. It sounds Irish. It's an Irish film in absolute every way.
Okay, yeah. I haven't heard of it, so I suppose this is part of the marketing.
Well, it's new, it's I think it started streaming this week. It's in cinemas nationally this week. It's here this week. And I think it comes out on Blu-ray and stuff in October.
Blu-ray?
Or you know, I think it's coming. Yeah.
Blu-ray?
Really?
You're showing your age, Meg.
I know, yeah.
Yeah.
In October.
Do they still release?
In October.
Oh,
yeah.
They do, yeah.
Yeah, they do, yeah. And that's and they're bringing it out for Halloween. So
okay.
If you want a nice low key scare where you I really enjoyed this a lot. And I was so proud of Johnny. So proud of Johnny French. Like I say, it's not the first time.
What's his role in it? Sorry, just because I was.
I can't say too much.
He's on screen. Really,
he's on screen. He's I'm deliberately not telling you much after the credits come up. I'm only focusing on the first 10 minutes. He is a patient at the facility.
Yeah, okay.
That's all I'm going to say.
I'm
leaving out a lot of details. I think you get the gist of it. I don't want to say too much.
No, of course not.
The journey, because I watched it not knowing. I was like, oh, who's he? Who's she? Oh, I see. It's much better to win that way.
Fionnuala, shall we hop to streaming services? What have you watched more recently or that you think might be good for the weekend?
Well, it's just out now and I haven't seen him in things for a while, so it's what kind of attracted me to it is Vince Vaughn is back. He kind of went missing for a while.
Is that the comedy guy?
Yes.
Yeah. And True Detective.
He was in lots of different things, and then he kind of went into. He has old done school, a few serious things, like with the True Detective and that. And then I'm not 100% sure what happened to him. I think, did somebody try and cancel him and he didn't get cancelled? I'm not really sure. Something happened anyways, because he disappeared there for ages.
He briefly went out with Jennifer Aniston and they did a movie.
Oh, that will do it.
And they did.
That was the problem.
That was a long, long time ago. He's got like teenage kids.
Maybe he took time off to
maybe be with his family or something like that. But I loved him in loads of things. Like he was in The Wedding Crashers, which I have to say is one of the best films I've seen. I love that movie.
Yeah, but he was a little bit like Adam Sandler. He annoys me.
He's Marmite.
I like him and I love that movie. I went to see that movie on my own and I literally was laughing out loud in the cinema. It was so good. I love that movie.
You get some popcorn over here?
No, it's funny. But so he was in this and I was saying, I always like to see when you see people when you find people who you think have kind of gone missing for a while and then they pop up and you're like, what has attracted them back to
this? Looks the exact same as well.
And like Eva Longoria hasn't been in anything in ages and she has a show on, it's a bilingual show on Apple TV as well called The Land of Women. And I watched that as well, even though I'd say 2/3 of it is in Spanish, so there's a lot of reading in it. But but it was interesting to see just what brings them back to something, you know, when you haven't seen them in a while. This Vince Vaughn, Michael would love it. It's very done. He plays in Florida a kind of disgruntled detective that's kind of like had a few, you know, police officer, and he's, you know, in trouble with the boss. Not a big fan of the boss, but he's like, you know, used to work in the big city and everywhere he goes nobody understands him, that kind of a thing. And he ends up living in Florida with a very, and I don't want to be insulting to anybody in Florida, but a very Florida lifestyle, which is, you know, when you hear people talking about Florida on the TV or the news and they always say it's a bit cracked. That kind of a lifestyle going on for himself down there. But it's done very there's that kind of like noir sort of a feel to it, because, you know, he talks very sort of sarcastic-y and you know that kind of a feel to it that gives you that kind of a, him as a detective, he has that kind of a noir that sort of sarcastic.
I already love this.
Kind of a feel to it. Basically, there's a big murder that's happened, or they're not sure whether it's a murder or what's happened. And
is it a comedy?
It's not a comedy. It is. It's probably like a comedy drama kind of detective thing. So it's not funny like the way the other things are. There are some funny things that happen in it because some people are kind of a bit crazy. But it's more serious than it would be. Probably drama comedy rather than comedy drama.
But is it a good mystery?
Well, at the moment, you kind of know what's going on, but you're not sure why things are going on.
Okay.
The guy that was in, and Michael, you'll have that. What's the American guy that was in Catastrophe and was in Deadpool, plays the guy everybody loves, Barry. What's his name?
Oh, Rob.
He's in it.
Oh, Delaney.
Rob Delaney, that's it. Rob Delaney's in it. I can't think of people's names, and if I don't
Sharon
write
Horgan,
them down,
the Sharon Horgan show. Yeah, he's in the Sharon Horgan show.
He's in it, and then there's lots of different people that kind of pop up in it that you'd recognise from other stuff. But it's actually really enjoyable. So there's about four episodes up at the moment.
Well, how long are they? Is it like one's 25 minutes, the other's 50
no,
minutes?
No, no, no. They're all the 50 minute.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
They're all the
between
50
this, which I love the sound of, and the Colin Farrell show Sugar.
Sugar is good. Did you see any of those?
I haven't seen it.
It's really good.
Yeah, get a look at it.
It's really good, and it changes a little bit. Some of the way through that normally would put me off, but it didn't.
Okay.
So I enjoyed it from the beginning to the end.
I'm trying to think. A double bill of two detective shows like that would be pretty good.
You talked about film noir, I mean, but that Colin Farrell film, he's brilliant in it, and it's really well shot, and it's cool, and it's...
Yeah, be good but to then see again,
it does take a little bit of a turn, but it works out all right and set up for more series, I'd imagine.
Is it finished?
The first series. I've finished watching it. I'm sure there's others that haven't.
You'd wonder now, because the Penguin starts in 2 weeks now on Sky. Ooh. So it'll be interesting seeing that, because he's unrecognisable.
I don't see the point in that. But anyway, Mark, are you watching anything? I know you were away last week. Do you go to the news? Do you go to a documentary? Is it soaps? I mean, if you're viewing for yourself at home.
A bit of news, but then I tend to be very far behind when it comes to series. Yeah. We just finished watching Ozark there about 3 months ago.
So good.
We've only started watching Yellowstone.
It's really good.
Yeah, but then my problem.
So you might not get to anything else.
Yeah,
this
my
century.
Problem, I flick through stuff and then I come across it. So I was going to watch an episode of Yellowstone earlier in the week, and of course I came across The Godfather Part 2 just starting on the telly.
One of the best films.
I wasn't going any further.
Mentioning Yellowstone, it's worth saying that the new episodes will be back in America this winter, which means RT are usually pretty much so.
And is that with Costner in it?
Yes, this is the end of it.
There is gossip flying around. I just read some of the papers again yesterday about Costner that he may turn up in the next series again.
Yeah.
He may.
I hope so. I really hope so. I know his film that he left Yellowstone to make didn't do the sort of business that they were thinking in America.
I think people didn't enjoy that. The people I spoke to didn't. A couple of fellas I spoke to loved it.
Yeah.
A couple of women I spoke to didn't.
Now,
I don't know why that is. That was just what they said.
Yeah.
He's pretty good to his westerns, isn't he?
He loves his westerns.
He drags them out a bit.
He does drag them out a bit.
That's the only thing that I find with him. I mean, he does. Like, I remember that even that when he did that Dances with Wolves.
Yeah.
And I think it took me four times to actually get to the beginning and end of that movie.
Oh, I did not tell it.
Oh, my God. I fell asleep at least three times in between it. I was like, lads, come on.
Right, before the break, hi, Greg, the TV3 and the shows we're looking forward to see. Donald mentioned last week The Union with Mary Berry and Mark Wahlberg on Netflix. Yes, it's so bad it's good. A brain fart movie, you might call it.
Okay.
But then you've Jackpot with John Cena and Awkwafina, who unwittingly wins the rollover lottery while auditioning for a movie, and she thinks they're all after the part. That's when John Cena literally drops in to save her for a fee, of course, and more chaos ensues. Also, with certain shows that's on the long Netflix list and then sadly gone, one solution, as Pat Short would say, tape it off to telly. As you have Line of Duty started on RT Thursday, and I see that it's on next Wednesday night on BBC 4 with a look back and first episode 2, and wait, there's more. Classic A-Team and Original MacGyver have started on The Legend Channel 2, which drew an audible gasp from Michael Eddy. As Hannibal Smith might have said, I love it when classic TV shows come together.
It is Hannibal Smith.
Yeah, of course. Kevin, Indonau, thank you very much.
Fantastic,
indeed. All right, okay, back with more after the break. We're going to get out and about and enjoy a walk in Ards Monday, the annual Donegal Camino is taking place again this year to raise funds for Cancer Care West Donegal in Letterkenny. And me and the team are going to participate in day two of the Ards Forest Park walk on Monday. Now, we're not claiming it's a massive endurance test, okay? It's a moderate type of a walk, I hope. but what we're trying to do is keep Cancer Care West in people's minds if they ever need their services, but also ask people to support them in what they do. And they deal with people and their families from diagnosis through their cancer treatment and post-treatment as well. And there's loads of other supports. If you have anything to spare, and I'm really pleased actually with where this is going, because it looks like we as a 9 till noon show / Highland Radio family are going to be able to make really quite a nice donation to Cancer Care West. If you have anything that you can donate, please, idonate.ie/Greg Hughes. And whilst we're on air, you can give us a buzz as well, and we will be able to process that for you. will be able to help you. And then on Monday, Donald Kavanagh will be in this seat presenting the show. We're going to be out having a walk and a chat. And Fionnuala's going to be there, aren't you, Fionnuala? You still committed to that? Or
I forgot I'd committed to it. But I know. I have been doing a little bit of walking just to make sure that nobody has to piggyback me for the last half mile. So,
what are you like in terms of piggybacking? Like,
there's a pedestal and people carry Fionnuala into the studio, but you walked in today.
Yeah, but listen, we don't have to keep up with everyone else, do we, Fionnuala? We can just hang back and chill, can't we?
No, and apparently there's very nice ice cream, and then you come around the end of the shop, it'll be open. Oh, so that's so my plan.
And hopefully the weather's good. And as I say, we'll link into Donal and have a chat. It's all dependent on the tech side of it with signals and what have you, but we're going to try our best. And as I say, what this is all about is A, supporting Noel and the crew for the Donegal Camino, and also to doing our bit under that banner for Cancer Care West Donegal in Letterkenny. So if you have anything spare, and I wouldn't ask anyone who was tight on cash to part with any of that, that's not what this is about, but if you have a little bit spare, please go to idonate.ie/GregHughes or give us a call here whilst we're on air, 07491 25000, and Shannon will help you out there. And so many of you as well have dropped really generous cash donations up as well. So it's great. And as I said, Fionnuala, you know, it's as well. And when we were down there at the last OB, you know, there were people dropping in that maybe didn't know it was for them or 100%. Weren't aware of it, or maybe that was just the time it was good for them to call in. Yeah. But, you know, you're a big supporter of it yourself as well.
Oh, my God. They're an amazing organisation. And I have to say, it is one of the things I'm most surprised at. It, you know, it's one of those things when you know about it, you assume everybody does.
Yeah.
But it's amazing to me the amount of people that I end up saying to them, oh, my God, have you gone in and tried, gone and talked to them about things? Because that's the main thing that they're there for. They're just there to support you, either kind of while you're waiting for your results, when you get your results, when you're going through treatment, and even post-treatment, they're there to help you kind of get, you know, because sometimes if you're somebody like myself, you just shove everything down, put it all into denial, and you don't think about it until it's all over.
Do you know what an interesting thing you said, in that when you're waiting for your results?
Yes. Because
that would just be one of the... I mean, we've all waited on tests and all, but I suppose if there's really strong indicators that you could well have cancer, that period of time until it's confirmed, you know, and you could be having to be the strong one in the house as well, right? That's even that in of itself, what an amazing service to offer.
Yeah, I think they're just seem to be always there for you, because I think, like that you said, when you're waiting for results, sometimes you mightn't have told all your family members, you might be wanting to wait and see, but it's very hard for your own mind not to go to the worst case scenario rather than, you know, thank God, as I said, you know, for myself and for so many people, it's no longer something that kind of has to define you in any way. It can just be something that was just a blip in the road for yourself. And please God, for most people, that's what it is. So I think that's what they're there for. They're there to kind of help you through. They're there to do as much for you as they possibly can, because it's a fantastic support system of people who've gone through exactly what you've gone through. So it's not just the professionals that they can provide. There's also the people who've gone through it themselves, who then give back by being there for others down the road. So kind of praise them enough.
idonate.ie/GregHughes if you have anything to spare, please. And it all on behalf of all of us will go to support Cancer Care West, or give us a call on 07491 25000, and we can work that out there. Mark mentioned Pulp Fiction in the cinema. Did you go and rewatch it in the cinema?
No, I was drawing. I've seen it a few times over the years.
Yeah.
I put it on my list just to draw attention to the fact that it's coming back in the cinema.
Is it worth watching again? What is it, the film? Is it?
Yes.
Is it a thriller or what? What is it?
It's a thriller. It's one of those films. It's one of the first films that I went to the cinema where I went back to see it again. Now I do this a lot, but back in 1993, it was unusual for me to take the step and go, I'm going back to cinema to see that again. I think it was one of the first really big films to tell its story out of chronological order. Mm. And if you remember, though I'm sure most people have seen it, but I'll walk very carefully here.
Oh, well.
But the storylines are told out of sequence. So you might see a character pass away in one storyline, but you'll see them again later in the film, which I still think is one of the cleverest ways of doing that. And I could talk for ages about why thematically, and it just works to do it like that. But yeah, you've got Vincent Vega, you've got these, it's about hitmen and it's about a boxer. There's three core storylines running through it and they collide. It's a serious, violent film, but it's also very comedic. Mm-hmm. And it's got an iconic cool. soundtrack. It's one of the best soundtracks. I had it on cassette tape. You thought I was dating myself.
I had it on CD.
When I talked about Blu-rays, but I have still got the cassette.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I applaud you for that.
Yeah,
still, but I mean, if you're waiting to buy a film on DVD, on Blu-ray?
No, I don't even have. Yeah, I don't.
Who wants to hear what? Do they do still commentaries on it?
I think that's extras have all gone by the wayside because the market's not there anymore. I think it's unless you're buying a Star Trek or a Doctor Who, you're not going to get extras.
No, holding on to it because that's fantastic. And I still have the CD somewhere, but it's battered into living daylights because I used to use it for
work. I have a huge CD collection, but I ripped most of them to MP3 on a computer years ago, and they're on that old arcade iPod.
I have a load of cassettes of interviews I did with people around South Donegal from about 25 years ago.
That's a treasure. That's an archive. That's a treasure trove. Yeah.
Why don't you bring them in and we'll do them up?
They haven't been digitized? No.
No.
Oh, yeah, you've got something there. Yeah. You've got something.
Really interesting characters, and also talk to people who are alive and well now, but at different stages of their life. But anyway, sorry, you.
No, just I'll tell a short anecdote. Back in Leitrim, I remember a handwritten book came across my desk in one of my previous jobs, and there was talk of turning it into a book on behalf of this person. And it was a fascinating book. Somebody in later years of their life telling stories of olden times in Leitrim around, I'll say the mining community, and I'll say nothing more. While it was an amazing reading experience that we passed around the office and I thoroughly enjoyed, it told things that you could not put in print in a million years. You know, things that people tell stories and you think, you know, for libel reasons and for legal reasons and stuff, true stories, but you're like, and it was a joy to have something like that. So even for personal, the fact that you have interviews and, as you say, characters and stuff. That's fantastic. The stuff that priceless. That's
really
priceless.
Interesting stuff. That's in there, priceless. There's no doubt about it. Right, Pulp Fiction. Its age is all right, doesn't it? I mean, it's not. It wasn't of its time when it was released. So
I would imagine. Yeah, that's a really good question. I haven't seen it maybe in the last decade. I have rewatched it on TV. I presume. I mean, cool is cool at the end of the day, and it's. I think.
Oh, I think it stands up. I think it probably stands up even more because it's.
Have you seen it more recently than I?
Yeah.
Like in the last. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the idea of seeing this on the big screen,
the names in it,
or on Colleen Kuhn, which I don't think we'll get to, but that's also back. That was the film of the year for me a couple of years ago. That's the one I would love.
Last year?
I would love to.
It's last year.
Two.
No, it's at least two.
But to see it again in the big screen, I mean, Mark is right. I mean, there is something. I mean, you know, the big screen for something like this.
But I was actually really surprised just quoting those stats that cinema going is on the increase.
The night we went to see It Ends With Us. I'm not going to look at anyone in the room for us being a little bit late, but when we arrived to that screen that seats 220 people, with five seats left.
Okay, brilliant. Yeah. All right, Michael, thank you very much indeed, as
pleasure.
Always. Michael Leddy, writer and blogger. Fanula, have a great weekend. See you on Monday morning, bright and early.
Absolutely, I know.
For the ice cream.
Who's bringing the Sambos?
I don't know. I'm too busy digging out a pair of runners.
Yes, I think I have a pair of runners.
You two are, as somebody who walks like 7-8 miles a day, I am looking at the two of you and I'm holding my tongue.
But listen, I'm
holding my tongue.
Sure, get up early and come with
holding
us.
Holding my tongue.
And then the whole way around, you can tell us where we're going wrong.
Yeah, slowly. All right. All right, listen, guys, have a fantastic weekend. Thanks for all your support throughout the week here in the 9 till noon show and for Highland Radio as a whole. Stay right where you are, as the majority of you do. John Breslin's coming up around the Northwest after 12. But for me, Greg, the team, Michael, Fanula, see you Monday live from Ards.